This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. Scientists working with NASA's Galaxy Evolution Explorer Telescope, or GALEX for short, say they have found dozens of newborn galaxies right here in our own backyard. The galaxies were created between 2 and 4 billion years ago, making them some of the youngest galaxies seen so far in the universe. Joining me now to talk more about this is the lead author on a paper soon to come out in the Astrophysical Journal that describes the galaxies. Tim Heckman is a professor of physics and astrophysics at Johns Hopkins University. He's also the director of the Center for Astrophysical Sciences there. He joins us from Baltimore. Thanks for talking today, Dr. Heckman.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Now, what makes these galaxies so unusual?
Well, these are unusual because of when we're finding them. One of the real holy grails today in astronomy is to understand how and when typical galaxies like the Milky Way formed. Over the past 10 years, using observatories like NASA's Hubble Space Telescope and powerful telescopes on the Earth, we've discovered galaxy birth occurring when the universe was very young, back when it was only a few billion years old, maybe 10 or 12 billion years ago. But it didn't seem like galaxies like these were forming in the universe today. So the universe went through a youthful phase of exuberance and fertility, but galaxy birth wasn't occurring nearly as rapidly today. And so we were very surprised when we were able to use GALEX to find newborn galaxies in the local universe. So galaxy birth is still happening even today.
So it's happening closer. I mean, it's still a couple of billion years ago, right?
Yeah, we've actually, probably the nearest ones we've found so far are about 1 billion light years away, which of course is a long ways away. But from what we've been able to study with the universe, we think that the universe changed a lot between, say, 10 billion years and a few billion years, but hasn't changed a whole lot since then.
Would that be when the mysterious dark energy was making itself present?
Well, it's an interesting question. Yes, dark energy has only recently begun to kind of dominate the overall dynamics of the whole universe. Roughly at the same time.
Does that give any idea about why, or be possibly any connection to suddenly seeing these younger galaxies?
We don't know. I think it's a very mysterious question because we don't understand, we don't have a very robust, detailed theory that tells us how exactly galaxies form. We have some general ideas that seem to be very successful. We know that back when the universe was very young, it was extremely dense and very hot, and there were some portions of the universe that were just slightly denser than others, and over billions of years, these slightly denser lumps, we think, due to their own gravitational attraction, were able to collapse and form galaxies. So we have this general framework for how galaxies, starting out from the very early times, formed and evolved, but we don't have a detailed theory that tells us exactly how to predict all the processes involved.
So these young galaxies then are a puzzle.
Yes, they're a puzzle. I think in some ways I would say the way I look at it is they're not only a puzzle but a great opportunity. As I mentioned at the beginning, we have discovered galaxy birth was widespread when the universe was only a few billion years old, and we'd very much like to understand how galaxies are born, and that presented us with a problem because the forming galaxies that we knew about were so far away that they were really at the very edges of what we can study with our most powerful telescopes, because we're looking back billions and billions of years into the past, and that means that we're looking billions and billions of light years away. By discovering these newborn galaxies much closer to us, we can study the process of galaxy birth in a lot more detail and hopefully crack the puzzle of how galaxies are born.
And what made, tell us about the GALEX itself. What made this possible?
GALEX is a telescope which operates in the ultraviolet. That's just the wavelengths of light just a bit shorter than what the human eye can see. And when galaxies are born, they're full of brand new stars, and these stars are extremely bright and very, very hot, and they emit most of their light in the ultraviolet part of the spectrum rather than in the visible. So GALEX enables us to discover these by finding what you could almost call like a needle in a haystack. Roughly 1 in 1,000 galaxies in the sky are one of these newborn galaxies today. And so they're out, that we knew that they might be out there, but it was very hard to find them. By using GALEX to scan the heavens in the ultraviolet, we can preferentially pick out the galaxies that are unusually bright in the ultraviolet and find the needle in the haystack. So Galax has been able to make this discovery by getting above the Earth's atmosphere and observing the heavens in the ultraviolet. And then it was specially designed to have a very wide-angle camera. So every picture that Galax takes of the sky is several times the diameter of the full moon at night. So it's designed to very efficiently sweep over the sky and map out the universe to look for rare objects like these.
When you say rare objects like these, did you go looking for newborns as close as these are, or do you just look for general and then, wow, we found something unusual?
Well, the mission of Galax, I mean, it will do lots of good things over its lifetime, but the main mission for Galax was really to map out the history of how galaxies form, starting at a time about 10 or 11 billion years ago and then coming forward to the present day. So the overall mission was very much to map the history of how galaxies were born and how they grow. And so this is something that, you know, we're very delighted to have found. It's somewhat surprising, but it's something that really is right in the heart of the mission of the whole satellite.
Yeah, so your mission is to map the last 10 billion years.
That's right.
But look what we found.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, it was great. I mean, we knew from the early data coming in from Galax already that the rate of galaxy birth was dropping drastically from the farthest distances that we could see with Galax. And so I think we're very fortunate that we're seeing, in effect, sort of the last maybe dregs of galaxy formation, the last stragglers coming in. And because they're so close to us, we're looking forward to trying to study them in a lot of detail using a whole bunch of other observatories like the Hubble and the Chandra X-ray Observatory, the Spitzer Infrared Observatory, and so on.
Would you be surprised to find even younger ones?
I think we will find more nearby ones. That we can predict because the first discovery was based on only looking at a very small fraction of the data that we will one day have with Galax. This was sort of one of the first results. So we'll find things much closer to us, I think, than the ones that we've found so far in just the first reconnaissance. And one of the goals with the more detailed investigations that I talked about with follow-up with things like the Hubble is to try to pin down the ages of the galaxies more precisely.
Do you think you'll be getting, with the new NASA budget, you'll be getting the kind of money you need to do these kinds of things?
Well, we hope so. I mean, I think, to my mind, and, you know, having ridden on airplanes and talked to my seatmates from time to time about what I do for a living, the American taxpayers are extremely excited by the science NASA does. I think, arguably, maybe it's the thing that they like the best that NASA does. And I think there are plenty of smart people down in Washington who appreciate that. So I'm optimistic that in the long run, because of the tremendous public support for the science that NASA does, that the situation in the end will turn out fine.
Well, we hope for your sake that turns out, and I want to take a special pleasure in welcoming you on this holiday. Thanks for taking time to talk with us.
Well, thank you very much.
Tim Heckman is professor of astrophysics at Johns Hopkins University.